All right, Lawyer Talk podcast, off the record, on the air. I know. Everybody's heard enough about this Charlie Kirk thing and the hearing out in Utah, but I'm going to cover a topic because I think it's important. I saw they did what's called a preliminary hearing, and those who missed it, go back and check. I talked about what a preliminary hearing was, where the government just has to establish probable cause in order to go forward with the actual trial. So what we saw a couple weeks ago was actually not the trial. It was a preliminary hearing where the government only had to establish probable cause. But I'm not going to get into that in any more detail than just that. But I am going to talk about this, and I've seen commentators on both sides of this talking about the judge's decision or lack of a decision at the time of the hearing. So at the end of this, at the close of all the evidence, the judge says, all right, I'm not going to give you an answer right now. I'm going to take this under advisement, and I'll give you an answer on X date or in by September blank, whatever it would be. And I know those, you know, on one side, people are like, that's unfair to the family and the victims and Erica Kirk. And the other side's sort of quiet about it. And I guess I just want to add some perspective to this. This is not unusual. This happens a lot. Day in and day out, I do a long hearing with a judge where I'm talking about whatever circumstances, whatever case, say it's a Fourth Amendment hearing or a suppression hearing or even a preliminary hearing. It's not uncommon at all for a judge to say, look, guys, I know you want an answer right now, but I'm going to give you a written opinion. And before that, I'm going to give you guys a chance to submit post-hearing briefs or memos or make your argument in writing to me and submit it to me, and I'll incorporate that into my decision. I did a long hearing last year out near Dayton, and it was like a week long hearing, and the judge did just that. She said, submit your briefs and I'll give you a written decision. And it took a few months for her to do all that. And we're on pins and needles waiting on the outcome of the hearing. But I understood why, because there was a lot that happened. The judge wanted to get it right. The judge wanted to write a decision, that was researched, informed, incorporated all the facts and the law properly, because we all knew that the Court of Appeals, if she decides one way, it's going up to the Court of Appeals. She says, oh, the Court of Appeals has seen it either way. And I think what the judge out in this trial or hearing was doing was saying sort of the same thing. I got all eyes on me. Everybody's watching this case. I'm going to issue a written decision determining whether there's probable cause. Now, do I think that had to? There's lots of cases where I've done prelims. We don't get them in Ohio that often, but when I've done them, most of the time it's just decided on the spot. It's like, look, I don't need a dissertation here to tell you guys there's probable cause to go forward. I'm going to go forward. But I've had some prelims where judges issue written decisions, and it's not uncommon. So I guess my point is, for those of you who are reading something into that about unfair to one or the other or this or that, I'm not going to go that far. I don't think it's unfair. I don't think it's uncommon. I don't think the judge is trying to do anything one way or another. The sad part about this kind of stuff is it almost always has an impact on a victim's family. And, you know, nobody wants to wait. And I'm not going to, you know, I do criminal defense, so it's not no easier on us to wait for a decision than it is anyone else. But it's just part of the system. And for those who have heard me say it or not heard me say it, I'm going to say it again. And if you've already heard me say it, you get to hear it again. I never said that we have a perfect system, only the best. And with that, I will close. Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.